White, John, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 27, 1884. Dear Brother John White, your welcome letter was received and read today. We're glad to hear that you are as well as you are, and sorry to learn that Sister Anne was not as well as usual. Willie, White, is here with me. Mary, White, did not come east. We do not come anywhere near Sunset Home on our homeward trip. We take the Palace car from Battle Creek direct, without change, to Kansas City, and then take the Topeka and Santa Fe road. There are about 40 in our company. We shall occupy one car and about half of another car. Elder Wagoner and Willie came that route. The decision of the conference is passed that, accompanied by his wife, shall accompany his mother to Europe, that is needed to advise in the furnishing of the offices with machinery necessary to the printing of their French paper, and the starting in of the work. I could not prevent this decision, but I told the conference I could not consent to go unless the writings that are now unfinished could be completed this winter. We take over with us helpers in addition to those we already have. You asked if Mary, Chase, will come to your place. I think she would do so. She certainly needs someone to have some care of her. I think her children should take charge of her. Such heartlessness is the wonder of my life. Whatever may be her faith, whatever her course of action in the past, that cannot change her relationship to her children and their responsibility to care for their mother who needs their care. Adeline has related to me the base conduct of her father and stated that it was impossible for her mother to live with him. That they should leave their mother to be cared for by strangers seems so unnatural. I leave soon for California. She has good friends here, but this is no excuse for this heartless neglect. Brother John, I wrote you, as you told me, the particulars in regard to Mary. I have done for her those things she needed to make her comfortable this winter, because I was on the ground and you were not. I thought of your abundance. It would be a pleasure to you to share this expense. If not, I will do it cheerfully, whether it cramps me or not. I do not urge you to do anything, but as you are her own brother, who is well able to do this, I expected it. I laid the whole matter out before you, that you may know just what I was doing. I am willing to do my part. I have done it all along. You have also helped Mary, and I think would not have been deprived of the privilege of doing this. She has necessities all along. $1,000 is tied up in a house for Sister Mary, notwithstanding I need the means. I am giving Mary $3 per week for her board in the rent of my house. I ask you, my good liberal brother, to share all these expenses with me. You must know that it is a great loss to me to be deprived of the wisdom and ability of my husband to help me plan, to bring in means, and that mine is steadily decreasing. I will not rob God in withholding that which he claims in tithes and in offerings, for I do want to lay up treasure in heaven, and I want you to lay up treasure in heaven that you may not lose your reward. I write you this in love. In your liberalities, I plead for you to do liberally for your sister out of your abundance, and not let her have the impression that she is dropped by you all. Much love to you, my brother and my sister. Postscript, November 30th. I have been looking over my accounts and see greatly the need of all the money invested in the home for Sister Mary Chase. I must use considerable means to carry forward the publishing work. I cannot be here at all in mine. You can support Mary with her children's help amply. I am through now. This burden I have carried until I am satisfied it is not my duty to carry it any longer. I ought not to have been expected to carry it after my husband's death. She can be comfortably and liberally taken care of by her children and brothers. My husband and I carried this perplexing burden for years. Since his death, I have carried it. My circumstances are such that I can do it no longer. Yours with respect. I can readily sell my place now for $1,000. I need the means to put into my business. I am paying interest on the $1,000. This I must carry for some time yet.